Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to congratulate you on joining us today on Mortgage Mindset. We believe this has immense value for any agent, loan officer, attorney, whether you work in title work. We think this podcast can be helpful for you in your day-to-day, whether you're through your transactions, a weird situation. We want to be here to walk alongside of you with those. So thank you for joining us today. We have a special guest from the team highlighted today. His name is Eric. Eric, say what's up.
Hi, how's it going?
What's going on, man? We also have Sherry Riano herself. What's up, Sherry?
Enough, I'm here.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about Eric a little bit. We want to know what he does. You know, where is he from? He's the newest member on the team. He's been with us before. He is back now. We are so grateful to have him.
Amen.
Eric, let's just kind of start out with, what's your role on the team? What do you do, man?
So my role on the team is I kind of work our front-end processes. By that meaning, I'm typically the first person that you're going to come in contact with when you reach out to the Sherry Riano team. That's with our clients, that's with our realtor partners, and then transitioning them into working with our loan officers, kind of setting the expectation of what they can expect from working with the team and what they can expect from us on our end, and kind of guide them through through the process, trying to help them. This is typically a big life decision for them.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that they know that we're here and just provide the best customer service that we can.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And another thing that Eric does is he also reaches out to our realtor partners, you know, keep them informed as well as what's going on. Hey, thank you for the lead. This is where they are in the process. Again, things that don't normally always get done in the business.
Yep.
And Eric provides that immeasurable value to our team.
Yes, he does. On another note as well, he is also traditionally my weekend partner, and I am ever so grateful to have him on my weekends with me, because we have some wild weekends together. We just had one, and without Eric, that would have been a shit show. So yeah. I appreciate you, brother. Tell me about where you're from, man. What's your history?
So I am from North Carolina, Fayetteville area.
Okay.
Grew up in this area, but left immediately after high school, and joined the military. Went to Alaska. Spent a little over 10 years there. Got tired of the cold and moved to the desert. Spent 10 years there, and then I got
one
tired.
One extreme, people.
Yeah.
One extreme to another. Listen to this man. He can do it all.
And so, yeah, I figured it was time. After 20-something years, it was time to loop around back home. So here I am again.
That's awesome, yep. Man. What was Alaska like? That has got to be, like, just the most amazing, gorgeous country.
It is, but
also cold.
Yeah, when you're 17 years old, it was a culture shock for sure.
Yeah,
leaving the home, the nest, I guess you could say, and just being completely on your own, in an environment that you don't know, atmosphere that you don't know, people that you don't know. But it was a good life lesson. It taught me to be adaptable to any situation that's coming my way.
That's good. That was going to lead me to my next question. I feel like you kind of answered it, but I'm going to throw a curveball at you. One of my interview questions in the past, and this isn't technically an interview, you already work here, but was, what could you have possibly learned from that scenario that helped you apply what you do now?
Oh, absolutely. Every day is different. And so just, being in that environment, being new to everything, just as I am here, you have to put yourself where you're constantly learning. So,
yeah.
You're learning the environment around you, and just learning to be the best in that environment. And I do that every day here.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because we're more like a military machine. We run very, very precisely, and we know everybody's got their place on the bus. But
yeah.
I'm just kidding. We're not. Like that. Well, maybe we are. I don't know. I guess you guys get to answer that one.
Yeah.
No, I think that everybody has the same expectation of themselves and of the team. We all want to run on high octane, I guess. So I think everybody has that same mentality, and I think that's why we all work well together.
I think maybe besides Chris, we're a pretty well caffeinated group. Everyone here kind of like drinks the Red Bulls and drinks the coffee. Chris is like our only, I got to like push him to drink a coffee every now and again. But
he's
once
not a big, he doesn't do that, man. But you cannot out drink that man in water.
No, nope. He's hydrated. He's hydrated as hell, but hey, not gonna drink a lot of caffeine.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's the smart one. And we need to be
yeah, hey, he can do it without the caffeine. What does that say about us?
He has 5 kids. He's already got his eternal caffeine.
He's still got energy at the end of the day. We're all crashed.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah. We're done. You got a family?
I do. So so I have 2 boys that do still live in Alaska. Wow. And then, yeah, so I have my girlfriend and her son that we live together. We have a family that we're starting to put together.
That's awesome.
Here in the area, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Very cool. Well, tell us about how you got to SRT. What led you up to here?
Okay. Prior to moving back to North Carolina, I do have some real estate experience.
Okay.
I was kind of looking to stay within that realm. So real estate is not new to me. The mortgage side of this business is. And so I was a little unsure when I did apply for the position. But it met everything that I would want out of a team to work for, or any business establishment that I would do business with. Are they knowledgeable? Yes. Are they top-notch customer service? Absolutely. And are they available? I mean, we're here 7 days a week. We do take turns, so nobody's getting burnt out, but I couldn't think of a better place to be.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Awesome. So you were in real estate before leading up to here. I do remember that standing out on your application when Sherry was like, hey, I think we found the one. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what's his background? She's like, real estate. I'm like, I love it so much.
It does make it a little bit easier to talk to clients, so I am able to present. You know, I know what's going on, especially with our realtor partners. I'm able to communicate with them. I'm able to communicate with the clients just because of the customer service and real estate background. I know what they're going through, too. So I'm able to communicate with them, and then having you guys on my back, you know, supporting me. I don't ever feel like I'm going without not knowing anything. The knowledge is here. So I'm, yeah.
Well, and also as just a bonus for our agents that we work with, you know how they want their client to be communicated with,
absolutely,
right? Like, you know how to keep the conversation advancing and moving forward. And I think a lot of times when a client gets sent to a lender, not SRT, they can get bogged down with the details, the guidelines. Maybe they're given too much information at once, or not making it understandable for someone who doesn't do this every day. And you have a gift, I know because I hear it every day in the bullpen, of keeping that conversation going, but educating the client at the same time. And that is freaking key.
And having them take the defensive wall down.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy when you're doing this transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can even say it for me. When even 24 years in this business, I still, when I'm doing a transaction, I'm still got my walls up. So I hear Eric day in, day out, just have people go, it's okay, we've got you, and just breathe.
Yeah.
And it's the way that he handles them, his mannerisms. He really cares about what they're going through. And sometimes, you know, in our automatic world, that magical rocket ship that flies around, they don't really understand that.
Yeah.
And that's the power, I think, of having a local lender, is having someone that really cares about that person initially and kind of walking them through those pains and being scared.
Yeah. Let them know they're not alone.
Right.
That's absolutely exactly right, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you do it excellent every day.
That's good. That's good. All right. So you met Sherry, joined the team, and what's your experience been like just ever since then? Are we thinking this is a long term stop?
This is absolutely home.
I
so,
love it.
Yeah,
you kind of have to say that with Sherry in the room.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, you know,
I can't really say anything else. You know, she's staring at me while
No.
But yeah, and so like now that I'm here, I do want to progress. You know, obviously I want this to be my role, but I do want to take on more in the future. And I couldn't think of a better group or a team to gain this knowledge from.
Coming from a limited loan experience that I had in the past to coming here, I mean, you learn so much because of the transaction ability that we have month
absolutely
to month. Where in a traditional sense, if you were by yourself doing one or two transactions, your experience is only one or two transactions. I saw, I think, 200 plus transactions in my first year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of freaking knowledge to learn, but it's also so instrumental because you have that now capacity. You have all those experiences. You have all the hiccups, all the things that have happened under your belt, yep. You know? So, you know, you eventually advancing to loan officer on this team and handling that is going to be so great because you will also benefit from 200-plus transactions a year.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's important whenever you want to transition. And again, I set this team up so that people could learn and they could take away valuable information. And so with Eric, Eric's learned all the front stuff and he's taught us so much on the front side. I got to tell you, he's taught us plenty.
Yeah.
But now we're going to return that because we are going to have him on a path where he's going to be a loan officer. He's going to be a fabulous loan officer and he will still at some degree manage our leads until we can find someone else that we can equally put in that chair to let his wings spread, because one good thing about being at SRT is I want you to grow. You may grow out of SRT, you may grow and stay within SRT. I've been blessed that the team that I put around me really is not interested in flying off, but I have had LOs that have spent some time with me and decided to move on, and that's okay. But it's just important that you give them all the knowledge you can and you always have them learning and sharing what you have. And you get so much more out of it. I mean, I can tell you for both, hanging out with both of you, I always learn something new every day. I love that. And I love that y'all bring that. And I think that's what we do pretty well over here.
I think it's very much set up like an NBA team where it's always next man up, right? Like,
yeah.
You want to develop your skills. You Absolutely. Want to develop where you're at. And also excel at what you're already naturally good at. You know, rely on those natural gifts, but develop where you're not. You know, and that's, I think that's a great aspect of this team. And mm-hmm. Obviously, for you, we know how great you are with clients and agents, and just customer care. But you know, now we're gonna show you the LO side, baby.
Yeah,
we're gonna do some more fun.
That's it.
And so to loop back around, that was another thing that was appealing to the SRT team is that, you know, when I worked in real estate, I had never experienced loan officers working in a team environment to begin with. I had great loan officers, not to say anything bad about them in the past when I was a realtor, but they would get bogged down. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, they're doing their best that they can to keep, because they were so good, they had a lot of real estate partners as well. So,
yeah.
But it's hard to keep up with all those realtors and all those clients all by yourself. And with here, I don't think anybody's overwhelmed. Everybody on the team knows what's going on with what. We communicate with each other, and it's just an environment that I did not expect, but I do love.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? It's taken me a hot minute to build this environment, but I will tell you, just like you said, one person can, at some point in this industry, on the mortgage side, you're going to get capped.
Yep.
There's too many variables that need to be handled, and if you don't have a team around you to handle those variables, you're not going to get but so big. You can't. And service clients well.
Yep.
And then you get a bad reputation because then you got big, you couldn't service clients, then your realtor partners are gone, and then you're back at square one, and that is nowhere you want to be, trust me. Yep. It's about servicing our realtor partners and making sure our clients have one spectacular experience.
Yep. Well, thank you for listening today. This has been your Mortgage Mindset. If you have any questions, you can call us on our team line, 919-234-7415. You will most likely hear Eric's voice first. If you want to email us at team@thesherryrihanna.com, we'd love to help you, provide you with materials out there, whether it be marketing materials or just general questions and knowledge. We'd love to be a part and help. We are here for you 7 days a week. We'll talk next week. Bye.
The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Rihanna team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Rihanna's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrihannateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.